This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com on the podcast thread, My Rights Versus Your Rights. There's a lot going on in the world today. There's embassies burning. There's violence being perpetrated. There are riots out of control. And they're stemming from people being offended. How frightening is this? It's extremely frightening to me. There are too many factions in the world right now already that are taking being offended to an extreme right to disrupt, to commit crimes against property and fellow human beings. And it's quite disturbing. And, you know, the majority of the world are rational people. You're not going to take being offended to an extreme. There's a maturity level that many of us have. And it's already been defined on this thread. You know, yeah, if you're a human being, you're going to be offended. There's going to be something, someone out there is going to offend you sooner or later, if not all the time. I think Benevolent Heretic actually was one who brought it up in the article that is going on the ATS boards. There's freedom of speech, yes, but There has to be a limit. I know I'm not saying this exactly the way you said this, Benevolent Heretic, but your point is well taken in that freedom of speech versus freedom of actions. And you can't base freedom of actions entirely on freedom of speech, though some people do try. But right now what's worrying me is the whole angle of being offended. And watching what's going on in the world today is a very, very extreme case, but it's real and it's huge. And this is what being offended can lead to, depending upon where your mindset is. And it's very, very disturbing. And it's not like we don't see it in our everyday lives. Well, thank God, not everyday lives, but not like we don't see it everywhere. People being offended to the point where they feel they have the right to respond in violence because of it. The most obvious example I can think of right now is road rage. Innocently driving along on the highway, someone's a little too antsy behind you or next to you, can't get out, you can't get out of their way. And it can turn into something. You know, the wiser people will back off if they can. Sometimes you're in a traffic situation where you can't get out of this person's way. And you really do have to be concerned in this day and age as to what a person's tolerance level to being offended or feeling offense is. It's a very disturbing trend. Seeing it in an entire... I want to choose the proper word here because I don't want to condemn an entire belief system. But it's there very strongly in factions of some belief systems. I don't have to name them. It's obvious. And it's not limited to one particular belief system either. But it's very disturbing to see the reaction that is possible by some or someone to being offended. And as it's been stated in this thread, you know, being offended is going to happen. We're human. We perceive things differently. There are going to be things we will encounter in life that will offend us. And it's a matter of your perception as to how you deal with that. And it does not have to go beyond feeling offended. And it does not have to be go beyond taking being offended as just another thing that occurs in life. And it's a choice you make, whether to be offended, whether to believe that if you are offended, you have the right to take that to some extreme. Anyway, I'm just rambling out some thoughts that have occurred. The more I read, the more I see posted today in the past couple of weeks, and once since this podcast has gotten going with a lot of the input that's been received on it, there's very little I read that doesn't throw me back to the thoughts in this podcast thread. So I just thought I'd throw that out there and see what other people think. I'm disappointed, sometimes to the point of fear, for what I see going on in the world. Maybe I'm just too sensitive, but I think these massive burnings of embassies is just an indication of what could come. You know, it may just be the beginning of taking offense to the extreme, though it certainly didn't start here. We all know Salman Rushdie, you know, wrote a book and he's was targeted for it. And there are other stories of people on a supposed hit list due to offending someone. Where's it going to end? I don't want to think about it. Anyway, this is Relentless. Bye-bye.